Scott Show, and here he is, direct from a sensational tour of the Labour Exchange, Ken Dodd.
Thank you. And now, in response to your many letters, I will pour hot dripping over this traffic warden. Thank you. And now, with one hand, I will attempt to lift 150 pounds out of this woman's handbag. Thank you. And now, I will swallow this runaway horse. I've tasted better horses, but the jockey was scrumptious. Neville scrumptious. Thank you. And now I will stand on my head and look up the leg of me trousers. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say welcome to your weekly tickle with a repeat on Wednesday evening in the light, when you can see better. As you probably know, this is the time of the year when a lot of people with shocking memories go away for the summer holidays.
I say, you there.
Yes?
Which is a way to burn them?
Shove a match under them.
You're full of them.
What'll I do next? I know. I'll go in this man's pet shop and ask for something ridiculous. Excuse me, have you any elephants left?
Yes, catch.
Thank you. Wrap it up, I'll call back later. I think I'll sit on this park bench and feed the birds. Would you like a cheese sandwich, love?
Oh, Rupert?
Yes, my love?
This man has just insulted me.
You cad! Take that!
What is it?
Half a crown. It's all I've got.
Is it? Yes, it is!
Oh, my bonnie be laddie.
Cavan O'Connor. How's Kathleen?
My name is wee John Ellery, much loved and respected Scottish actor of many years standing, and...
Here he comes.
...the 1963 Concord champion of Invercockie Leakey.
Good lad.
I was thinking of entering for the European Concord Championship.
Oh, De Gaulle will win that. He's got a beauty. How are things in Locky Knocky Knick Knack Knocky?
Invercockie Leakey.
That's what I said. How's the old place looking?
Oh, when I left Invercockie Leakey this morning, the mist was rising from the glen. The wee boats were putting out to sea.
Ah.
The heather glistened in the first rays of a warm sun.
Ah.
I went into old Dougal's wee croft.
Ah.
And had the bark off his gas meter while he was having a kip.
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that the 1st Battalion of the King's Own Macaroons is the only regiment allowed to march through the streets of Dundee with their kilts in their kit bags?
Well, what do you know?
Did you know that Mr. Wilson has denied rumours that he's to do a farewell tour with Keppel and Betty?
Well, what do you know?
Here is a recording of a motorcyclist doing 120 miles an hour across an island half a mile wide.
Well, what do you know?
I do know that it's high time I made an introduction for this week's musical item.
Well, no, it's all right, Judith, you see, because I'm doing the musical thingy this week with Wee Johnny.
Oh.
We formed a Latin American dance band called the Invercockie Leakey Cuban Rhythm Boys. Haven't we, John?
Olé, my buddy wee laddie.
He's been raring to go ever since he bought himself a new set of maracas.
Do you know anything about Latin American music?
Did you hear that, John? Do we know anything about Latin American music? No, we don't, as a matter of fact. But we've got this young fella out of the band here, Judith, and he knows the lot. I'll just call our mate over. Edmundo Ross.
Hello, boys. Hello.
Mind the moggy.
Oh. Sorry.
Hiya, Edmundo. Are we all set?
I've got the bongos.
Well, go and have a lie down for half an hour.
By the way, you haven't told me yet what the number's going to be.
Well, this is a new one that John and I wrote. It's called The Porridge Samba. 3-4.
Make porridge, lovely porridge. Porridge is the best food you can eat.
Ole, ole!
Make porridge, lovely porridge. Make some now and give yourself a treat.
My Uncle Jock McTavish was a porridge connoisseur. He ate it by the bucket, even rubbed it in his fur. He gave some to me granny, on a frosty Friday night. Next day for Tottenham Hotspur, she was playing outside right.
Hey, porridge, lovely porridge. Porridge is the best food you can eat.
Hasta la vista.
With porridge, lovely porridge. Hey, son, now and give yourself a treat.
To make a perfect porridge, you should add a pinch of salt, half a glass of whiskey and a barrel load of malt. Wrap it in a blanket and then boil it in a quilt. And to stop it going lumpy, you should strain it through your kilt.
Porridge, lovely porridge. Porridge is the best food you can eat. Porridge, lovely porridge. Make some now and give yourself a treat.
I went to Invercockie Leaky for a holiday. My car broke down the garage, it was 20 miles away. A Scotsman said, Edmundo, I can make it go, you bet. He poured porridge in the petrol tank and it went like a jet.
Oh, porridge, lovely porridge. Porridge is best food you can eat.
Slurp, slurp.
Porridge,
slurp, slurp.
Lovely porridge. Make some now and give yourself a treat.
Edmundo.
Yes, Judy?
With great respect to that wonderful songwriting team, Messrs. Ken Dodd and John Norrie.
Messrs?
Messrs. With their new samba, I wonder if you'd sing a number that we all associate with you and like very much indeed, called Melodie d'Amour.
It'll be a pleasure.
Melodie d'Amour, take the song to my lover. Shoo, shoo, little bird, go and find my love. Melodie d'Amour, serenade at her window. Shoo, shoo, little bird, sing my song of love. Tell her that I will wait if she will name the date. And tell her that I care more than I can bear. For while we are apart, how it breaks my heart. So fly, oh fly away. Say that I'll hope and pray this lover's melody will bring her back to me. E Melodie d'Amour, take the song to my lover. Shoo, shoo, little bird, go and find my love. Melodie d'Amour, serenade at her window. Shoo, shoo, little bird, tell her of my
Hello, all you gardening enthusiasts. This is your old friend, Adam Pruned. Judging from the number of letters I've received this past week, a great many of you are wondering what to do about potato blight. If I were you, I'd stop in bed for a few days. Now, what about garden pests? To get rid of the greatest garden pest of all, I recommend a mixture of arsenic, DDT, and a gallon of paraffin. Mix it well and spray the wife with it. None of you need me to tell you that the basis of any good garden is compost. You can always tell when you've got a really good compost. The people next door move. And remember, you should always put the compost down in your old boots. It ruins your socks, but it's good for the plants. Of course, there's a lot of hard work in keeping a good garden, but who can deny the great satisfaction felt by every gardener when the wife walks down the garden and puts her foot on the end of the rake? Now, let's take a look at some of my vegetables. Now, I've got a lovely cauliflower here. The wife gave it to me just after she'd put her foot on the end of the rake. You know, I've had many hours of pleasure in this potting shed. That was before I took up gardening, but... I've got a new species of plant that I'm going to bed down now in this seed box. It's called a triffid. I've never heard of these before. Triffids, still, here we go. We'll try anything once. In it goes. Now, I've heard that these triffids grow very quickly. But I don't believe one half of the things that they put on these seed packets, because it's only by Jove. Oh, I see. Hey, here, hey, get off.
Help, let go of me leg.
Which brings us to the saga of the pioneering days in America.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present How the West Was Won. And there's still no change. Here are a few of the advertisements that we've cut out of the personal column of the Times.
Spinster, middle-aged, offers £10 for the duplicate key to the YMCA.
Maggie, come home. I've sold the gorilla.
Middle-aged gentleman would like a nanny 3 times a week.
For sale, 600 weight of hand-forked compost. Stamped addressed envelopes, please.
Maggie, stay where you are. I've just bought a lion.
Housekeeper with dog seeks post.
Nurse required for sausage factory. Must have sausage nursing experience.
Middle-aged gentleman would like 600 weight of sausages a week.
Maggie, come home quick. They've delivered the compost.
Housekeeper with stamped address sausage seeks refuge.
No. Middle-aged gentleman would like...
What becomes of elderly army officers when they retire from the service? We know of one very famous ex-field marshal who now works as the head of the mobile division for a firm of ice cream manufacturers. We meet this famous ex-field marshal as he briefs the drivers before they set out with their vans loaded with ice cream.
Now, as you all know, I've brought you along here today so as to put you right in the picture. And when I was asked about my plans for today, I thought, hello, what have we here? That's what I thought, hello, I thought. As you can see from the map here, our main objective... with our main striking force of ice cream vans, is Area B, Rose Terrace, Russell Street, and Rocky Road. Do you all understand the plan?
Oh, yes, Mr. Monty Bach.
Aye, Mr. Monty, my bonny wee laddie.
Ah, yes, and it's capital to have you Scottish chaps with us again.
What about the opposition?
Well, it's almost certain that the Italians will try to outflank us. Fuscanini's got 6 vans out today.
Oh, 6 vans.
I'm afraid so.
Tell me, sir, are we to go in with yon 6 spinny tubs of vanilla?
No, for heaven's sake, no. Hold your tubs back. Hold them back to the very last minute, and then let them have them.
If we have any wooden spoons left over, what shall we do with them, sir?
Stick them in the family bricks.
It's 9 o'clock and time for... Housewives' Choices, introduced this morning by Godfrey Dodfrey.
Hello, housewives. And what a beautiful day it is here in London. The daffodils looked really gorgeous when I woke up in Hyde Park this morning. First, we're calling on you, Mrs. Yockett. Hello, Mrs. Yockett. Our first request is for you, Mrs. Yockett. It's from your son-in-law, Mrs. Yockett. That's a funny name for a son-in-law. He would like you to know that you are always welcome at number 67 whenever you feel like a few weeks' rest. As you probably know, your son-in-law lives at number 69, but you're very welcome at number 67. Here, then, is our first record, the very popular The Legion's Last Patrol. That one's certainly shooting to the top. That record was made by the very popular young group Percy and the Jellymakers. Calling you, Mrs. Humpet. You've asked me to select a record for you, Mrs. Humpet, which I have done. And if you don't like it, Mrs. Humpet, you know, it's a delightful record taken from an LP made some years ago called The Street Singer in Venice.
I warn you strongly vagabond, so good night, pretty maiden, good night.
Calling you now, Mrs. Holton of Bolton. Well, Mrs. Holton of Bolton, I'm afraid that Joan Hammond hasn't recorded Come Outside. But we have got this one, one of the most unusual records ever made.
There'll always be an England, and England shall be free.
Sung by the entire company of That Was the Week That Was.
Excuse me, Mr. Dodford, do you think I could have a request played? I've sent in dozens of postcards.
Well, Judith, I've been inundated this week. It didn't hurt. which record would you like to hear?
I'd very much like to hear Ken Dodd singing Love Is Like a Violin.
Well, it just so happens that I have a few hundred copies of that one on me.
Love is like a violin, with its strings around your heart, soft and sweet as dreams begin, sadly crying when you part. Make my heart your violin, play it now and tell me this, in the music of a kiss, let me hear you say I love you. A violin tender, when love is young and shy, it knows the thrill of meeting, the heartache of goodbye. Its song may bring desire and melancholy, caress of rapture that only love can give to you. Love is like a violin, with its strings around your heart, soft and sweet as dreams begin, sadly crying when you part. Make my heart your violin, play it now and tell me.
say I love you.
Once again, we salute the world's worst, men who could never do a thing right. Men like Captain Dodblower, the world's worst submarine commander.
Right here then, chaps, 3 degrees west. Steady as she goes. Hold her on that. Prepare to surface. Stop engines. Right, chaps, we've surfaced. Open the hatch.
Giles Dodacre, the world's worst farmer.
Shut up and get back on that perch.
And Albert Dodthorpe, the world's worst trumpeter. And here comes Tommy Doddleson, the worst ever gas fitter.
You won't have any more trouble with this gas cooker now, Mrs. Harris.
Which brings us to episode 3 in the further incredible adventures of Professor McManiac and his useless assistant.
I am the useless assistant. I've been aware of the fact that I'm right up the pole for some time now. I suppose it dawned on me one morning when I spent 2 hours trying to chop firewood with a balloon. My story this week all began one night in the laboratory. I had just taken the lift up to the 6th floor and my arms were aching. As I entered the laboratory, someone tapped on the window. Professor!
I've just got back from Jodrell Bank. Sir Bernard's promised to try and track my wife. He sends his regards.
I must put them in water right away.
Good man. Have an egg sandwich?
No, thank you. They make me fall over.
What have you been working on during my absence?
Survival at sea. I now know the answer.
What is it?
Join the army. And there's these.
Wonderful. What are they?
Haircut tablets.
Haircut tablets?
Yes, take 2 of these and you won't ever have to go for a haircut again.
Amazing. What are they made of?
Arsenic.
What? A brain. Oh, I'm worn out. I haven't eaten for 37 years.
I'll feed you. Open your mouth.
More! More!
Very well. Had enough, Professor?
More! More!
Right-ho, right-ho, more.
Ah, that's better. I love these Derby Brights. Now I'm ready for anything.
That's good, because I'd like you to take a look at this. It came this morning.
What is it?
A lightning conductor.
Any more fares, Paul? Any more fares? Now move along inside the bus. Move along. Now, just any more platform. 3 seats on top. All chief to do. Any more fares, please. Any more fares?
It's for that Ministry of Transport order we've had.
Of course, I'd forgotten all about that. They want us to build them a car of the future. We'll have to get busy.
I've built the car of the future. I built it this morning. Follow me, Professor. Yes, here we are. By the way, last night I chased a burglar in my nightshirt. I don't know how he got there in the first place. There we are, Professor. The car of the future.
Great puddles of porridge. It's a beauty.
Climb in. I'll show you the inside. As you can see, there's plenty of leg room.
Fantastic.
Yes. Come through here. That's it.
A billiard hall.
Yes, well, it's somewhere to go if you get stuck in a traffic jam. Right this way.
What? A two-story car?
Yes. It's going to be quite a problem finding parking space. We're nearly there now. Through these swing doors. Ah, here we are.
How many?
2, please.
There you are.
What's happening now?
You'll see. Through this artificial Roman archway. Here we are.
I don't believe it. All time dancing in a car.
Yes, Latin American beginner's class tomorrow.
Amazing. But where's the driving cab?
Through this door, through this door.
What an laboratory of dials and switches. Tell me, what supplies the motive power?
I'll show you. Just step into this box. Now sit on this saddle. Hmm? Now start pedaling. No, actually, Professor, the fuel for this car is a mixture of camphorated oil, beeswax, lumpy water, and those pills everybody's taking. Care for a trial run?
Yes, please.
Right, here we go.
What's happening?
Nothing, I just switched the lights on.
Oh. Let's get moving.
Right, we're off.
Say, we're not going very fast, are we? Can't you get up speed? My wife will be worried about me.
She won't be worried, Professor. She knows where you are.
What do you mean, how can she?
Who do you think's pushing us? Keep going, Mrs. MacManiac. Only another 5 miles to go.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Oh, dear, 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 dear. Oh.
Mind the moggy.
That was Ken Dodson.
I say, you there?
Yes.
Which is the best way to kill Kenny?
Push him off a cliff.
A jolly good idea.
Hey, no, that's me. Ah! Tatty bye, everybody.
Definitely was the Ken Dodd Show. Also taking part in the assault, you heard John Laurie, Percy Edwards, Peter Hudson, Wallace Eaton, Edmundo Ross, and Judith Chalmers. The BBC Review Orchestra, leader Julian Guyard, conductor Malcolm Lockyer. The script was written by Eddie Braben and Ken Dodd, and the show, which was recorded, was produced by Bill Worsley.